Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling on behalf of Washington Opinion Surveys. Can I speak with Richard Osman, please?
I'm speaking.
Okay, sir, we are conducting a national opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Okay, just for qualification purposes, does anyone in the house work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, sir, are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
Okay, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be a definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, will not vote?
Definitely vote.
Okay. All right, sir, and just for qualification purposes, what is your age?
86.
All right. Just to be sure we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race?
Caucasian, right.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And regardless how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
Independent.
Okay. All right, sir. Now thinking about the direction, you know, the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction which the country is headed?
Oh, somewhat dissatisfied.
Okay, so be very, I got satisfied or dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Or very dissatisfied. All right, sir, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
I strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. All right, sir, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Marie Glossenkamp Perez is handling her job as congresswoman?
Oh, approve.
Would that be strongly approve or just somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Okay. All right, sir. Thinking about the issues, you know, the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue, you know, for you, for your member of Congress to focus on? You can pick two, okay? Combating threats to our democracy, protecting the strengthening Social Security and Medicare, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, border security, improving K-12 education, climate change and protecting the environment, reducing crime and gun violence, fighting inflation and lowering the cost, improving roads, bridges, infrastructure, or growing the economy and creating jobs?
I would say first is protecting abortion and parent rights.
Okay.
I would say improving the infrastructure, the roads and infrastructure.
Okay. Improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards, you know, some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, like a neutral. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending how you feel. If you do not, you know, have an opinion and or never heard of the person or organization, just say so, and I'll move to the next one. The first one would be Joe Kent.
I would say 0.
0? Okay. What about Marie Glossenkamp Perez?
Probably 80.
80. Okay. Dave Reichert.
Oh. 40.
Okay, Donald Trump.
0.
Okay, Bob Ferguson.
75.
Okay, Joe Biden.
80.
Democrats in Congress.
70.
And Republicans in Congress.
30.
Okay, 30. Thank you. Okay, sir, and if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
For Democrat Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Okay, and if the election for Congress in Washington 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glusenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
For Marie Glusenkamp Perez.
Okay, even though you are not supporting Joe Kemp now, okay, what are the chances that you might support Kim, you know, him for Congress in November 2024? Is that like a fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
No chance at all.
Okay, all right, thank you, sir. And next, I'd like to ask you some qualities and attributes that some people, you know, consider important in their member of Congress. For each following statement, please tell me, you know, is that important is to you, you know, on a scale from 0 to 10. Use a 0 if you don't think it's important at all. Use a 5 is somewhat important. Use a 10 if you think it's extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. Okay, you may use any number. The first one says, someone who will fight to protect our democracy. Would that be not at all important, somewhat important, or extremely important from 0 to 10?
Oh, 8.
Okay. Okay, the other one says, a working mom who understands the needs of families from 0 to 10.
10.
10. Okay. An independent who will oppose the the extremists in both parties.
Seven.
A fighter for the middle class.
Seven.
Someone who shares your values.
Six.
Six, and a small business owner.
Six.
Okay, six, all right. All right, sir, now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, we'll be talking about Marie Glusenkamp Perez, okay? Please write each statement from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing reason to support Marie Glusenkamp Perez for Congress. 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it's not convincing reason to support her for Congress. Okay, you may use any number. Marie Glusenkamp Perez is a true independent voice for our district, and she doesn't play partisan political games. Marie has broken with the Democratic Party on several key votes in Congress. Rather than voting the party line, she voted her conscience and did what she thought was the best in our district. As, you know, as Colombian stated, okay, quote, such an independence is refreshing.
I'm going to stop there. I don't have any more time. Sorry.
Okay, sir.